They are. I have to say, it's really disappointing continuously the refusal of Micheál Martin when he was leader of Fianna Fáil, just leader of Fianna Fáil, but now also as Taoiseach, refusing to even plan for Irish unity, refusing to look at, you know, a citizens' assembly, an actual committee in the Oireachtas, just no plan whatsoever, no engagement. And this is the issue, is that we have the examples of Brexit in recent years. We have the experience of this pandemic crisis, where clearly we need to have movement towards one island economy, one island health service, one island education service, which would clearly be in the best interest of all of our people. And I think I'm particularly exercised by the fact that Micheál Martin would argue that his party is the Republican Party, but they have not engaged in any way, shape or form to advance the arguments for Irish unity. And here we are again in the same situation.
But we do know that a new unit is planned to examine the path to a united Ireland. And the Taoiseach didn't exactly rule it out altogether. He said a more cautious approach to the whole idea is needed.
Well, I think the difficulty is his reference to the Good Friday Agreement. The Good Friday Agreement clearly makes provision for what's called a border poll or a unity referendum. And if you look at opinion polls over recent times in the north of Ireland, there is a majority in favour of Irish unity. There's a very large majority in favour of Irish unity in the 26 counties. So the evidence is clearly there, but what's missing is actual engagement on an all-island basis to prepare for Irish unity, to look at the economic preparations, the type of health service that we're going to need. And what we have is just procrastination and delay. But what's offensive at the moment is using the Good Friday Agreement as some type of further excuse. So we will not be walking away on this issue. There is a growing call and clamour for Irish unity, and the Taoiseach needs to catch up with that. Whatever about his own personal views, which are clearly not in favour of Irish unity, all his actions prove that, he needs to listen to the views of growing numbers of people across this island.